The measure was approved a day after 11-year-old Peter Caminiti told lawmakers about the head injury he suffered in the May 17th bus crash in Mount Olive that killed another middle school student and a teacher. He urged that all school buses in the state have three-point seatbelts.
This is what I want to see changed, regardless of the cost. If you want to know about the finances, then I'm not that guy. I'm the one who wants to save lives, and you can't put a price on life.
An official with the New Jersey School Boards Association cautioned a lap and shoulder belt requirement has the potential to reduce capacity on school buses and result in the need for more buses that could exacerbate the shortage of bus drivers. Transportation Committee Chairman Dan Benson says additional legislation that will focus on bus drivers' records is expected to be ready for lawmakers to consider in the fall. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.